It is the new morning disaster. I'm Ray Lytle. Nikki is sick. Spanky's here. Hello, everybody. Blah, blah, blah. Spank, I got about, maybe hour and a half total sleep last night.
What the hell's going on,
man? Listen, I was sick. I was sick about, when was I sick? About 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It seems like a week. Maybe it was just a week and a half. Oh, forgive me. Yeah, I was sick, okay? And, hold on, I gotta text my wife, hold on. You know, we get these cards in the mail, you know what I mean, or whatever. I never, ever set the card. I never set the card to take money out, ever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Ever. I just don't do it. And my wife grabs these. If she feels something, if something in the mail feels like a credit card, she opens that son of a bitch so fast, I don't even see it. You know what I mean? I really don't. I never set anything up. And my wife out of the blue says, do you have your PIN number for this? And I go, what? That's the PIN. I said, I didn't even know he had that. So I got her texting me wanting to get the PIN number. And I don't, you know what I'm talking about? Do you do that stuff in your house? Yeah, I don't, you know. I'm married almost 25 years. Honest to God, I've never had any idea anything about money. I just don't, you know. I know I should have. I just don't. I've never dealt with the money, you know.
Well, we're kind of in the same boat because I just sign my check over and she deposits it, pays the bills. I just go along, you know, if I need money, I just go get it out of the bank.
And now, you know, it's just crazy. Oh, hold on.
My wife's a magazine junkie.
Oh, she orders all those magazines?
She gets all them cooking ones and all them different ones, you know, that Rachel Ray and all them.
They all have magazines? Oh, Jesus. Unbelievable.
But keeps her from bitching at me, you know, griping to go somewhere on a Saturday to read your magazines.
Yeah, so she, she reads them at home or in the tub or what?
She reads them at home. She'll sit around in an evening after dinner and read them and watch TV or just whatever.
My wife used to get that, oh my God, Spanky. She got Cosmopolitan. She had, I want to name the other ones, but I can't remember what they were. And I keep, the names that keep coming up in my mind are like, are all like dirty magazines, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I want to say Cherry and We, and but I know she didn't get that. Gallery, maybe?
Did she get Maxim?
No, that was the Guy magazine.
You got Maxim.
I got Maxim at one point, yeah. But I grew sick of that pretty quick. There wasn't any nudity.
No.
Hell, I got in Playboy for like 20 years. As soon as they got rid of the nudity, I'm out. It's not the same magazine. Now it's all for, like, millennials. F millennials. I don't understand. I don't know what millennials are into. Boredom, I guess. Because Playboy used to be my favorite magazine. Now it's boring as hell. I don't know if you've read a Playboy lately, but I don't. They've found a way to make Playboy politically correct. And added more fiction to it. And I'm like, what? You know.
Well, hell, you can probably go to Barnes & Noble now and get it off the rack and sit there and read it and have a smoothie.
Well, they're like, and the people are like, well, people now find pictures of dirty girls online. And I'm like, you can, sure, but do I want to? No, I want to see the girls at Playboy. They look better. They're all, they've been properly photoshopped and whatever. You know? Yeah, I can go to Reddit and look at pictures of actual women that are naked if I want to see their stretch marks. You know?
Wild anymore. This internet deals, I guess, quite a deal with these kids and that.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I'm still trying to figure mine out. I can at least dial your show and listen to your best of podcast. So, I mean, I got that down.
Yeah. I love the internet for that, but I'm just saying when it comes to, like, Playboy, you know, would it kill you to put some naked girls in there? You used to have naked girls. All right, so let me get back to I was going to tell my sleeping story. Dude, can you tell how just effed up I am?
Yeah, you're wasted.
I feel like it, but I haven't taken anything. So I was sick a week and a half ago, right? I thank God I can talk. I couldn't talk like 10 minutes ago. I had to play a song because I couldn't get my voice to work before we started recording. Anyway, so the last couple of days, I've been having sniffles again. I'm like, what the? You guys heard on the show, I was blowing my nose, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? How am I blowing my nose? And, you know, it was just crazy for me. I'm like, I feel like I'm getting sick again. And I'm like, there's no way I'm getting sick again. I literally was just sick, and I had to take a Z-Pack, you know what I mean?
Yeah, one of those 654 or whatever.
For the sickness. And, and it just, I'm like, I'm sick again. This is unbelievable. So, anyway, I end up trying to sleep last night, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And while I'm trying to sleep, forgive me, I lay down, right? Like, I'm up. My wife and daughter go to bed. I'm up. I'm doing some work. You want to know what I'm working on? A Spanky special. It's going to surprise you.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be a best of show featuring a bunch of stuff with you.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it's pretty good. It's got callers. It's got you arguing with Jimmy. It's just got some good stuff on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to work on it. And I work on it every night when they go to bed. And I'm wide awake and I'm working on it. I'm like, God, it's like it's 12:30. It's 1 o'clock. I'm like, I should probably go to bed. Now, usually when I stay up working, I stay up as late as I can, right? And then I start getting tired, okay? And if I don't get tired around by 2 o'clock, I start playing like a PlayStation or something, and it'll just make me exhausted. Like I'll drift off, you know, like. I'll be like, and then I just walk in my room like a zombie and I fall asleep. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much every night. Even nights that my wife so graciously agrees to have relations with me, I'll go to bed early with her, you know, while I get myself all showered up and stuff and meet her in the boudoir, take care of my husbandly duties. And then as she drifts off to sleep, I get up out of bed. I go back out into the, my area to get my work done.
Yeah.
And then usually I get tired. And like I said, I walk into the bedroom tired. I just fall on the bed. I flop on the bed and just, you know, until it's time to do the show. And that's what happens daily, you know, or you know, every night. But then last night, it's getting to be 1 o'clock, 1:30. I'm still not tired, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell's wrong with me? My nose is stuffed. I'm not tired. I'm coughing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what the F? You know, I'm starting to feel really bad now. And I'm like, I just got to go to bed. And I'm like, I'm not really tired. So I try to go to bed anyway. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not tired. I'm going to force myself to go to sleep is what I say. So I go into the bedroom. And this is like 2 o'clock or whatever, you know, and I force myself to go to sleep, and I lay down, and my daughter was in my bed earlier in the evening, okay, because she and my wife were watching Mr. Robot, the finale. I'm not caught up, so they were watching it live, and she was in my bed, and she adjusted all my blankets and stuff, I guess, you know, so it's dark. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. My wife, you know, she has to work. I don't want to wake her up. I'm trying to be polite. My stupid dog has moved up into my space on the bed, you know. And I'm pushing him, going, get that, go, you know, we'll move. So he's trying to move. He can't. He's all tangled up, you know.
Yeah.
He's loud. I'm telling him to be quiet. One of our cats has jumped in the bed at this point. I'm just like, oh, this freaking life of mine. What the hell has happened? How the mighty have fallen, you know. So I climb into my bed and I try to put the covers on, right?
Yeah.
Well, I go to put my feet into the sheet, you know what I mean? I can't.
Yeah, the one that's tucked in at the bottom.
Yeah, my feet won't fit in. I can't get them in. Then I don't feel the sheet. I like to have a sheet over me, you know. Mm-hmm. And the sheet has ended. And then my foot is feeling something other than the sheet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And which is bugging me. I'm like, son of a bitch. I'm trying to adjust the covers in the dark. I think everybody's gone through this, right? I'm trying to adjust the covers in the dark so that my body will fit underneath, you know. I like to have a sheet. And then this light, we've got this really thin, like, bedspread. And then if it's cold, mm-hmm. I put a blanket over that, you know. Well, everything is screwed up. Because my kid was in my bed, and she had adjust things where she likes it, you know.
Exactly.
And then my dog was all, my dog smelled my kid, and he was up there, and, you know. So I don't know how the hell she, I don't know what she did to my bed, okay. And I'm wide awake, and I can't get the covers, and it's so dark, you know what I mean? I try to turn on my phone, but my battery's dead in my phone because I hadn't used it all, you know what I mean? It just sat there losing its charge all day.
Yeah.
So I can't even turn the light on the phone, so I have to plug the phone into the charger, right? Now, at this point, I'm just pissed off, you know? So, and I can't breathe, you know what I mean? And I'm trying not to cough because my wife's sleeping, but then it's making me cough even worse. And I'm aggravated now. I'm like, son of a bitch. I'm just so angry, you know, at this point. And I just want to sit up, turn on the light, and adjust everything, you know what I mean, so I can sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't. I'm like, oh, fuck, screw it. I'm just going to make do with what I've got, you know. So I just grab whatever the covers are, and I sort of roll over my side and just say, screw it, I'm just going to go to sleep. And I try it, right? And I'm laying there with my eyes closed. And I'm going, oh, God, I can't breathe out of this left nostril. Oh, man, it's driving me crazy. And I'm like, don't think about it. Don't think about it. Don't think about it. Oh, God, I can't breathe out of it. You know, I mean, so this is all going through my head. So now I'm fighting with my own mental illness, you know, that I've obviously picked up, you know. Then I start feeling claustrophobic. And then I'm like, oh, my God. I'm coughing because stuff's draining into my lungs. I'm going to fall asleep. I'm going to die. And I'm like, oh, God, you know. It's miserable. I just feel miserable. And then I'm like, I'm sweating. I'm going, oh, God, now I'm sweating. Oh, my God, this is my, this is it. This is my demise, you know.
Oh, that's bad.
It just, I tell you, the whole thing, all right, there was nothing about it that was fun. Everything about it was just horrible. So I feel like I fall asleep at one point. And then I can't sleep again. And I'm miserable, and I'm like, God, you know. And I'm like, oh, my God. And I feel like I slept a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, I went to bed like 2:30 or 2:30, you know what I mean? Somewhere in there. Oh, and I also went to the bathroom first. And it was full-on bathroom, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was full-on unloading of anything I ate on that day. And so I was probably closer to, it's probably closer to 2:30, 2:40 when I went to sleep. So I feel like I'd slept, but I'm still angry. I'm still, you know what I mean? And then I woke up and I feel like I can't breathe through my nostril. And I have all these feelings are going on. I'm like, oh my God, I just got to get up. I'm like, screw this. I have got to just get out of this bed.
You're starting to have a panic attack.
Yeah, I was having a panic attack from trying to go to sleep.
Or an anxiety or whatever they call
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And so, and I look at my phone and I go, God, how much did I sleep in? What is it, like 6, 7 o'clock? I said, what is it, like 5, 6 o'clock? My wife's going to be waking up soon with her alarm, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm going to end up, and I'm like, oh, crap. So my phone is now charged enough for me to unplug it from the charger and look at it, right? It's 3:28.
Ooh, slept a long time, didn't you?
Yeah, I slept a whopping like
20 minutes,
yeah,
30 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm like, but I feel like I'm wide awake. I'm like, son of a bitch, I can't sleep. I'm wide awake. I'm angry. I'm aggravated. You know, I'm having a panic attack. And I go, oh, so I walk out in the living room, you know. And then I'm like, oh, this is hell on earth. So I sit in the living room and I'm like, I just got to try to find something to watch on TV. Couldn't find a freaking thing. So I end up, I actually leave the cable, right? I leave the cable and I go over to the regular television. Like, I just go to the antenna television.
Oh, okay.
And I'm flipping around watching, like, ridiculous TV, you know. Like, MeTV and Antenna TV and This TV. And so I can't find anything on those channels. And finally, I was smart enough to record Stephen Colbert, although it didn't record last night for some reason.
Okay.
But I found an old episode of Stephen Colbert that I hadn't seen, and I start watching it. I mean, that's how boring it was. And then I watched that, and it was a horrible episode, you know. And then I watched Baseball Channel to see highlights from all the games. I'm telling you, it was miserable. And then I'm like, good God, what time is it? So I look out the, I look at my phone, and now it's like 5 something. And I still haven't slept. I'm wide awake. I'm like, oh my God, what the hell? I'm angry as hell at this point. And I'm like, oh, and finally, I'm like, well, let me just lay down on the couch. Let me try to lay down on the couch. I don't know, my cat jumped up on me. My cat jumped up on me, and he decided he's going to go to bed. Now, my cat, Ollie, he is the most comfortable cat in the entire world. With the exception of my wife and my child, especially when she was a baby. I'm never more comfortable than when I'm just kicking back and my cat, he climbs on my chest, you know what I mean?
Lays down.
Yeah, he climbs on my chest, lays down, and he rubs his head against, like, my chin. Until he falls asleep. And he's so relaxing and comfortable and just, you know what I mean? And he's a terror throughout most of the day. I mean, he's, you know. But he's so sweet at that point, it relaxes me.
Mm-hmm.
So the cat's laying on me, and finally it starts to relax. The cat is relaxing me, and I'm petting him, you know. But also the thing is, like, if you don't pet him just right, he gets up, and then he begs for treats, you know. But he's actually, at this point, he's actually laying down. He wants to sleep. And so that made me go, okay, I'm going to try to lay down, adjust my body easy so he's comfortable, so he'll stay asleep. And in petting him, I fell asleep finally. Now this is like, 5:45 maybe, while we fall asleep. And I'm on the couch, and I'm sleeping comfortably, although I've got half my body is hanging off the couch, you know. Like, my feet are on the floor, or my right foot's on the floor. I'm in this weird position trying to sleep on the couch, right? And then I hear clang, clang, bang, 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 clang. I'm like, what the, you know, I'm like, what the hell? My wife is doing dishes in the kitchen.
She's up getting ready for work.
Her with these dishes. She loves those goddamn dishes. One day why can't I win the lottery and just throw away dishes at the end of the evening? It's like, we'll use new dishes tomorrow. Because she wakes up, she's clanging those dishes. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's up for work. What the hell time is it? So at this point, my cat is the cat jumps off me as soon as he hears the clang, clang of the dishes, you know.
Wakes, yeah, because he thinks food's being served.
Yeah, wakes me up. I'm like, what time is it? I look. It is 6 o'clock. Or 6. No, it's 6. I don't know what time it is. It's 6 something in the morning. I'm like, are you kidding me? I slept like 12 minutes. So at this point, I get up off the couch, all right? And I stumble into the bedroom where the covers are still effed up. My fat dog is still on the bed. I just push him. At this point, I'm just like, because now it's light, you know?
Well, by now you're pissed off good.
Yeah, and my wife's not in the bed anymore. And it's light in the bedroom because it's light outside at this point when I go to sleep. And I'm like, move. Mm-hmm. So I push the dog, and I just throw the covers, you know? And where I have the sheet just wadded up, and I just put it on, and I just roll over and fall asleep. And so it feels like I fall asleep, and I go, oh, finally. And I close my eyes, and it feels like my eyes are closed for like 20 seconds, okay? And then I hear, nee, 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 and I'm like, what? And it's my alarm. Now, I'm actually, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but I'm thinking, son of a bitch, why did I set my alarm so early? What's going on? And I look at it, and the alarm is my emergency alarm,
mm-hmm.
which is set for like 8:15 or something, you know. And I'm like, what the hell? I thought it was like 6-something. But no, I was so tired.
You got into that deep sleep.
Yeah, I was so tired. I hit the bed, you know, fell asleep, and I wake up. My wife's gone. My daughter's gone. The clinging and banging's over. And I'm like, oh, finally. And I go, oh, crap, I got to get up and do the show. So, you know, I tried to add up how much I got. I'm telling you, I don't even know if I got 2 hours sleep total.
Just get what you can get, and you get tired, go to bed.
That's what I got to do, I guess. Oh,
when you're sick like that, because you might have to take another round of that Z-Pack.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. God damn, I tell you. I remember there was a time in my life I felt like I was one of the luckiest people alive. I think I used it all up.
Oh, I know them feelings.
Yeah.
But like in our bedroom now, I went out and bought last year. I found these darkening curtains.
Oh, yeah.
You can go in my room in the daytime, shut the curtains, and shut the bedroom door, and it's just like nighttime.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where I take my afternoon naps, man. I shut it up like Fort Knox.
Yeah.
Turn the fan on and go to sleep. Yeah, but my wife does the same thing. She'll go in there with her laptop or her phone.
Yeah, wake everybody up.
And the remote. And actually, I broke one of her laptops because for some reason it must have died. She left it open.
And you rolled over on it.
Well, I just flopped into bed and snapped it in two pieces. Like, well, that worked really well. How'd that work for you?
I will say that our wives are, here's the deal with wives. When you're a husband and you're not working, all right, they're very understanding. You know, wives are very understanding. They really are. But there's little things they do when you just know it's like, I'm not going to argue about this because her response is going to be, well, if you were working, then blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's, yeah.
And here's one of them. Like, when I go to bed, man, when I go to bed, I try to be so quiet. Okay, I'm like, I am not going to freaking, you know, I'm not going to wake her up. I need to really be careful, you know what I mean? It's late at night, I'm going to bed too late, you know what I mean?
Well, you know you're going to get your head bit off.
Right, so I try to be quiet, okay? Now, on those rare occasions, when I somehow go to bed early or I'm in there or whatever, you know, like, I go in there, I try to be quiet. I don't turn my phone light on. I try to be, you know, just don't want to wake her up. If it's the opposite, where I'm sleeping and she comes to bed, oh, hell with it. My phone's going on. I'm going to be moving around. I'll be pushing things. I'll be, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I
get the same thing. She'll come in and after her shower and, you know, get dressed and get ready in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And she just loves to take a notion, pick up a pillow, and just bean me in the head.
So I'm like,
and you wake up, you're like, what the hell? Well, if I'm awake, you don't work. You can sleep later.
My thing
get the hell away from me.
My thing is, like, I am not going to complain at all. About her, you know, watching her iPad or phone or, you know what I mean? I'm just not going to complain. I'm like,
I love my wife, but I've learned to pick and choose my battles.
Absolutely. That's the key to a successful marriage.
If she's in one of those moods, just shut up.
Yeah. That's the key to a successful marriage. And then you just don't say anything. Like, there are times, oh my God, the wives make you feel so guilty about stuff, you know? Oh, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like
my wife's in this kick of this Bath and Body Works shit.
Yeah.
She must have, like, I think we have a Bath and Body store in our closet down the hall.
My wife is this thing called Lush.
By the way, if anybody needs anything, feel free to stop by between 1 and 5.
Just grab it from your house. There's plenty of oils.
Grab it from my house. It's on sale.
Bath beads and all kinds of crap. Yeah, so...
But
yeah, that's
like
my wife and daughter
and
with Lush. Oh my God!
You know, so
and so with me, I'm afraid to say anything, you know. But the other day, it's like, you know, I want to have some alone time with my wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have some alone, you know, one-on-one time. But I love her. I need to express my love to her. Actually, you know, I'm just horny as hell, you know. So
I understand, yeah.
I'm going to take care of my business, you know. And so it's like, I don't, I'm not just going to assume. So I'm going to, you know, I'm going to say, what are the chances of us, you know, how about we spend time together? And she goes, yeah, I'd love that, you know what I mean? She seems excited about it. Well, as the night goes on, it's obvious she's not going to get to bed on time for this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to be, I'm just trying to be understanding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trying to be as understanding as possible and give her outs. I know it's late, blah, blah, blah. And then she starts getting mad, you know? It's like, I determined we're going to do this. God damn it, we're doing it, you know. Well, we don't have to do... You know, you try to be... you try to be understanding, it never works out. And then they're like, damn it, I said we're going to do it, we're going to do it. So now you're like, oh my... Now you're pressured. All right? Now I feel pressure. Now I feel pressured. And then... You know, so I got up and went into the bedroom, and I was waiting for my wife to get out of the tub.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to take a shower and immediately rinse off, get myself clean before we did anything, right? So she's mm-hmm. so she's texting me while I am in the bedroom. I don't have my phone with me. My phone's in the living room, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she... And she'll see she's texting my phone, and I'm not answering because I don't see it. She's texting me saying, mm-hmm. get in the shower now so that she goes, you'll be ready when I get out of the tub, you know. But I don't have my phone, so I can't see it. So she gets out of the out of the bath and is like, why haven't you taken your shower? I said, well, I didn't know what you were gonna. I said, and just so I get snapped at. I'm like, oh crap! So I gotta hurry up and run in the shower, right? Mm-hmm. You know. So then I get out of the shower and I dry myself off and it's like, okay, now I have to change the mood from her being mad at me.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And I have to somehow turn that to a romantic thing, okay? And I've got to get romantic and I have to get this big old erection. You know what I mean? And you got to get these things. Meanwhile, knowing that your wife is now pissed at you and you're not sure why.
Mm-hmm.
But I know what it is. It's that she knows she's got to go to sleep, okay? She knows she has to go to sleep because she's got to wake up early in the morning, right?
Yeah.
And now it's so late, it's like midnight or after midnight, and you haven't even started the act yet, you know? And so I know she's angry. And now I'm putting pressure on myself, you know?
Exactly.
I'm like, oh, crap. Now I have, you know what I mean? Now I'm trying to get
You've got to perform now.
Yes, and I've got to get a good erection. I got to be impressive here, you know what I mean? For God's sakes. And I've got the, and I know that she's angry, and oh my God. And then.
And you're looking at the clock.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, I got to.
I can do it.
Like, I got to try to be, got to do a quickie, got to do a quickie, got to do a quickie, got to get this over with so she can go to sleep. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's, I'm a guy, so you can't, I can't fake it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be obvious when it's over. Like, women can just fake it, you know. It's, oh, yeah. You know.
Have
so
you ever
good.
Tried to do their alarm clock?
The what?
Like, my wife will sleep and she gets up on her alarm clock because usually I'm out walking or whatever. Uh-huh. Well, a couple, 3 days ago, I was in early and I knew her alarm was about to go off, so I went in and shut it off. Thought I was being nice. I said, honey, it's time to get up. I know when to get up, goddamn you. I hear my alarm every goddamn morning. Sorry, kiss my ass goodbye, no more.
Yeah, and then they get mad at you for trying to help. And, you know, I just learned that don't even do. So now I'm trying to have sex, all right?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to rush everything, you know, because it's usually, you know, the sex is a, you're relaxing together, you're talking, we're laughing. She's rubbing, we're kissing, you know, everything's ready to go. We go. It's a wonderful experience. It's not two pumps and you're done. You know what I mean? It's a whole, there's a whole thing with having good married sex, you know. And, well, now you got the pressure of all this stuff. Oh my God. And I got the pressure. Oh my God. I gotta try to go, quick. I got to go to it. So you young guys listening, or younger guys listening, or single guys who are afraid that you're premature ejaculating, trust it. Take it from me and Spanky. Two married guys, unemployed, trying to keep our wives from being mad at us. If you want your sex to last longer, if you want your erection to stay stronger, then here's what you do. Tell yourself you need to have a quickie. Just do it. And everybody's like, oh, think baseball. No, I don't want to think of a sweaty baseball asses of men when I'm having sex. That ruins the sex. No. Tell yourself that you want to finish quickly. And you do reverse psychology on your penis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when your penis decides to hold out like you're a freaking porn star. Filming like a 48-minute scene or something, you know.
Yeah.
That, and I'm telling you, the misery and fear and guilt, because it feels good. Don't get me wrong. It feels good. But you know that your wife is pissed.
And she's like the little engine that could.
Yeah, and she's working. And you're thinking to yourself, oh my God, if this was like a weekend, she would be enjoying herself, and you could just tell they're pissed.
You're like, why didn't I wait till Friday night?
Oh my God, I wish I'd have never asked for this. And then every once in a while you hear the wife like, you know, like they give a big sigh, like, God damn it, why is this taking so long? It's horrible. Yeah. It's horrible. You feel. But you're like, I'm not quitting. You know, it feels good. You know, I'm not going to stop. This is pleasurable, but I do feel guilty that I'm doing this. And obviously she's angry and oh my God, it's the worst feeling. It really is.
Yeah, been there, done it.
It really, and you're like, oh my God, I wish I'd have never, you know, because she's going to be pissed at me. And oh my God. So it always ends up good, you know. I mean, my wife is she's so much a better person than me. But I do feel so horribly guilty that by the time we're done, you know, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. She's got to wake up early, and I'm like, oh crap.
Yeah, she gets up like 5 or 5:30.
Yeah, she gets up at six. It's after six, but still, it's still early, you know. And I know that I kept her up too late, and I'm like, ah, crap. And I wish I had the sex drive. I wish I had a lower sex drive. I really do. I wish I wouldn't bother her all the time. Like, I know some guys that'll tell me, they'll even have, like, hot wives and stuff, and they'll be like, and I'll be like, yeah, you know, I wish we had time to have more sex, and they're like, they'll be like, with us, if it's once every couple weeks, it'll be fine. I'm like, what? Once every couple weeks? I'd leave, you know? And then some, I'm not going to repeat it. Somebody told me not that long ago that they and their wife, they have, if they have sex twice a year, it's a good year. And I'm like, and the guy wasn't even that old. And I'm like, why did you marry her? What? Well, we just don't have time. You know, it gets late. And I'm like, what do you mean it gets late? You're like, you know, I'm not going to say how old the guy was, but he wasn't very old. And I'm like, you know what?
Yeah.
At you and your wife's age, man, my wife and I were still going at it every night.
I had a buddy used to tell me that. He had 6 kids. I'm like, well, dude, quit having so goddamn many kids.
Yeah, and it's just like, and I'm like, well, every time you and your wife have sex, you must get pregnant.
That's, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, I don't understand having sex. Listen, if some thing goes on, we only have sex like twice a week or something, then then there's something wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like there's something going on. We got to take care of, something's got to be fixed here. We got to go see a counselor. But I talk to these, and they're perfectly happy. And I'll be like, what are you doing? Are you cheating on your wife? The guy goes, I'm not cheating on my wife. And I go, well, what the hell do you do? And these guys are always whacking off. And you know, they like, do you know, like who wants that? Who wants someone to share that with them? But, you know, that's what it always ends up being. And I'm like, what, is your wife, messing around? Or what's, you know, what's going on?
Well, if you don't know them that good, you kind of, I mean, with me, when I was drinking and rude, is your wife ugly?
Yeah, I'm like, what in the hell? And the people I'm talking to, listen, they're, I know that, you know, I know their wives are attractive,
exactly.
Ladies, attractive women. And I'm like, good Lord. I mean, I got a hot wife. I know what it's like. I want to have sex all the time. And I feel bad. And I'm like, I'm talking to this person here that's like, I'm serious. I adore my wife, but if there's no sexual contact, I'm pissed off, you know.
I'd just have to slam in the door if I was that shape.
Yeah. I mean,
I
would consider leaving. I seriously would.
You got to have that intimacy. Well,
yeah.
That's a big word.
It is. No, you have to. And I'll tell you what, I would, like, I'm angry now that we don't get to do more stuff. You know what I mean? Because everything seems to be, everything's so sweet. You know what I mean? Everything's so sweet, and it's in the, you know. And I'm like, God damn it. You know, let's have some good, dirty sex. You know what I mean? Why can't we do some dirt? Let's have dirty sex once in a week or something.
Let's go out in the garage and get crazy.
And then my wife's like, well, we got to get a hotel, and I got to be away from this and away from that, and I've got to be, you know, just all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, my God, it's going to cost me. It's going to be $150 to have dirt. I'm like, oh, Jesus. And that makes me crazy. But if it was like once a year, like some of these people talk about, I'm like, oh, my God, I don't know how they do that. And really, if you're someone out there that's the kind of situation you're in, if it works for you, that's fine. It just, I'm telling you, it could not work. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. You know,
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. They're missing something in their relationship.
Well, and who knows? It might work for, it works for some people. I'm just saying for me, it wouldn't work. But from, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, we're fortunate in a way that, you know, my wife was unable to have kids.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
so, but I mean, you know, the people with children, you know, like you got Bella now, she's grown up, but she still seems like she's very active in things.
Yeah.
So you got to get her to and from.
Like my, you know. My wife and I mean, we're now, we're, our daughter's old enough now to where we do try, we go out of our way to find time to spend just us time together.
Oh yeah.
You know, like the set, we do have sex a lot, but it's not that, like, I'd like it to be dirtier. She'd probably like it to be with less obesity involved. But so you don't get everything you want, but you're getting enough to, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Still what you're getting is pretty good, okay? And so we still try to find time. Like, we still like to be together. We still want to be together, you know? And my wife and I, like, my daughter's like, you know, like, Fridays will be coming up, and she'll be like, oh, the football game's here or there this weekend. So she's like, yeah, like, you know, I got to go to the game. Like, last week, you know, the game was going on at SHG.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, who's going to take me to SHG? I got to, you know, go. And my wife's like, oh, we'll take you. We'll get you there. And immediately, our first reaction, my wife went, oh, my God, she's going to the away game. This is going to be awesome. Oh, my God, that's where she's going. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're already penciling in. You know, put clean sheets on the bed. Kick those freaking pets out of the way. You know what I mean? Put on a candle.
Shut the door.
Really good scrubbing of balls. You know, there's a lot of things. There's a whole lot of things going on. And then the daughters, we know she's going to be gone for at least this long because of the football game.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, let's go to town. You know what I mean? Let's get some time together. I know it's 7:30 on a Friday, but I don't care, you know. And that's what we, you know, that's how we roll. Any chance that we could get. So that's what we ended up, you know, that's how we end up rolling. And as the daughter gets older, like, you start looking forward to that. And then my daughter's like this weekend, you know, like Friday, she goes, my wife goes, where's the game at? You know what I mean? And I'm already like, I'm already starting to get a little chubbed, you know, just hearing that there's a game on Friday, right?
Could it be in Champaign? I will take you.
And my daughter's like, she goes, oh, it's over at, she goes, Memorial Stadium. I don't even know where that is. I go, well, that's right next to, my wife's all excited. I'm excited. I go, yeah, you could go there. Oh, really? I go, yeah. That's, I said, you know where the Sliders play? She goes, that's a baseball stadium. I go, right next to it. There's a football stadium. She goes, oh, the game's not there. I said, honey, that is where Memorial Stadium is. That is Memorial Stadium. And I can tell my daughter's going, oh, North Grand, oh, God, you know. And I can tell already she's hedging, you know.
Yeah.
And so I'm going, I'm saying stuff like, no, that's Lanphier. That's a really nice school. She goes, that's where Whitney went before she transferred to Chatham. I'm like, yeah, she's fine. And she goes, oh, I'm not going there on a Friday night. I'm like, oh, no. And then my wife's like, that area is unsafe. And I go, it's not unsafe. And then my daughter goes, well, she goes, well, we like to leave the game and go to Starbucks. And there's not a Starbucks by there.
Go to what?
Starbucks. The coffee place.
And how old is she?
She's 14.
Oh, my God.
So she and her friends, that like when they go to the SHG game, okay?
Yeah.
They go to the game. Whenever Glenwood plays at SHG, they go to the game, and then, like, after the, she said that, she goes, well, Chatham was getting, she goes, Chatham was getting killed so bad. It was like, by halftime, they,
please by, welcome oh, from on. Jimmy Kimmel Live, parking.
Forgive me. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
I clicked on a webpage and a video started playing. I'm like, what the hell? I
slot security guard.
God damn it.
Yeah.
What in the hell? Shut this stupid thing off. So she says, yeah, we left. And I go, you left? She goes, yeah, well, I texted mom. And I go, well, what the hell, you know? I'm going, wait, you left? And she goes, yeah, we walked from the stadium over to the Starbucks, which that's only a couple blocks. It's not that far. And it's on the, it's right off of, I don't know if you know where SHG High School is, but.
Just give me a street somewhere close.
Well, it's, you know where Chatham Road is? Chatham Road and Washington.
Yeah.
Or no, Chatham Road and Monroe.
Okay. All
right, right. There's that right down the street is SHG.
Oh, that's the one down there by the Quick and Easy.
Yeah, right. It's right down the street. It's right up the street.
Up the street, up the little hill there.
In fact, by the way, I have a friend of mine selling a house in that area. It's a very nice house. So really, if anybody's interested, he's renting it or selling it. He's doing one of.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter leaves, and with her friends, and they just go to Starbucks and they hang out. And then,
that's cool.
Yeah, and then she goes, well, I'm not gonna go to Memorial Stadium. And she goes, we're playing Springfield High. She goes, doesn't Springfield High have a football field? I go, yeah, it's Memorial Stadium. And she goes, don't they have nice fields like us? Which, by the way, she hasn't even seen the field in Chatham because it's filled with grub worms. But she, I go, no, the city schools all play at Memorial Stadium. And she goes, but that's near where the Sliders play? I go, yeah. She goes, that's a dump. So my daughter can't understand that that's where they have to play the game. And then she's like, and she goes, well, I'm not going to the game. Now, at this point, I'm depressed. You know, because I now know that it's like, oh, God. So now there's no sex night on a Friday night, you know, of which I'm planning. I was already planning on trying to do some filthy things. I'm trying to buy some Molly. Is that the one that makes the girls horny, whatever? I'm trying to find some teenage kid. Trying to find some teenage kid to sell me X or Molly or something that I could give to my wife to loosen her up a little bit.
It'd be your luck they'd give you something that'd put her to sleep, like Xanax or Trazodone. Or...
Yep. I ended up masturbating all night.
She'd take one and she'd be...
I know there's some kind... I want to get date rape drug, whatever they call that. I want to buy...
Well, you just get a bottle of Crown Royal and a roll of duct tape.
I'm gonna buy date rape drug. Mr. Lytle, we have some questions for you. What? Did you put date rape drug in your wife's caffeine? I have no idea what you're talking about.
What?
Oh, God. Yeah, so my daughter, like, she goes, oh, no. So I'm not going there. I go, why? I said, Bella, that's racist. She goes, what? I said, that's racist to not want to go to that school. She goes, or not want to go to Memorial Stadium. And my daughter goes, there's not a lot of black people that live over there or Asian people. Or she goes, why would that be racist? And I said, well, you don't want to go. She goes, no, I don't want to go because there's no Starbucks. Which, by the way, it's not, my daughter even goes, she goes, that's not a black neighborhood. I go, I didn't say it was a black neighborhood. I said it's a bad neighborhood. She goes, it's not a bad neighborhood. Grandpa lives down there. Which she's right. My dad lives about, you know, he only lives a few blocks from Lanphier, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they just don't have a Starbucks. That's the real reason. She doesn't want to have to leave that game and then try to walk around and find a Starbucks because there's nowhere to go hang out. So there's the real reason. That she won't, that she didn't want to go to the game. So she's not going to the game Friday. And then before that, she had, I think I've told this story on the air before. Like, my daughter has had, like, these guys will ask her out, right?
Yeah.
And they will, and she'll have this plan to go out with them, you know? She'd be like, hey, can you take me to the movies, or could you drive me over here, or, you know, or else, could, you know, could I go here? She's always, she's very polite. She always asks. And I'm like, yes, you know, before she even tells me.
Yeah.
And then, like, some guy who drives himself. I'm a little weary of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, he can drive. I don't know about this guy driving. But, you know, he's like a sophomore, junior. He's got a driver's license. I'm like, you know, I'm a little weary of that. So she's smart enough to not ask that. But I would be lying if I wasn't to say that I am looking forward to that.
That or her getting her license. Yeah, take the car, bye.
Yes, yeah, and I am looking forward to her getting her license, but she's not going to drive on dates, I'll tell you that. Because her mother...
Here's $100 bill, go fill your car up.
Her mother has put it in her head that there's only certain boys you date, you know what I mean? Like, my wife has convinced her, no, you don't give certain people a chance. So this one kid asks her out, right? The kid has an older sibling. I think it's a sister or something. And that sister's got a boyfriend who is like a senior in high school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the little brother, who's like I don't know if he's a freshman, sophomore, or whatever, but he had asked my daughter out. And then, so they were going to go out, and the boyfriend of the sister was going to drive, and they were going to go to, it was some kind of boring date, I don't know, you know. And so I was all excited about it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to bang my wife so hard. We're going to have so much fun, you know. Like, I'm already thinking of things that I could do, right? And this one lasted about 2 days after she agreed to make the date, 2 days before she goes, yeah, we're not going to go out after all. Because she didn't like the way that he assumed things. And she didn't like some of the stuff he said on the phone. And so she's like, yeah, no, we're not doing this. And so my wife is like, well, good. If he's rude, then you don't need to go. You know, that was my wife. My wife's reaction was, well, he doesn't deserve you. Or you're right to tell him you're not going to go out with him, blah, blah, blah. So she's like encouraging this behavior. Meanwhile, I'm saying things like, well, you should give him a chance. I'm saying stuff like, well, you don't know what was going through his head. I mean, this could be bubble, and I'm just trying to do anything. And so my wife's yelling at me.
You know what's going through yours.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, good. I want her to go on this date so my wife and I can have dirty sex when she's gone. And then my wife starts yelling at me. Why, you don't know what, that kid could be abusive, or he could be this, or he could be that. Why are you trying to force her to go out with, I said, I'm not forcing her to go out with anybody. I'm just wanting her to open up her mind and be more, you know, and just give people a chance of blah, blah, blah. And my wife's like, that's bullshit. And so she gets mad at me. So now I'm like, oh crap, even if the kid goes on the date, I'm not going to have sex because now she's pissed off at me, so. So then I have to go to my daughter and say, well, I've fully
your daughter's
support.
Got a good head on her
shoulders. Yes, she's not going to do anything. My daughter's a smart kid.
But, I mean, she's going to, she knows.
She is, here's the thing, my daughter. Here's the thing that my daughter doesn't know. All right? She's smarter than me. She hasn't figured it out yet, you know? Because she still goes to me for advice because I'm wiser. I've been alive more years. So I've experienced more things. But she is smarter than I am. She's smarter than my wife is. She just hasn't figured out yet that she's smarter than we are. You know what I mean? My wife, I've learned in my life, pushing 50 years old, I've learned one thing. And that is that there's a bunch of things I do okay, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But there's only a couple of things that I'm really good at, okay?
Yeah.
And number one is I have a great work ethic when it comes to broadcasting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, say what you want. I've done 30 years I've been in radio, right? And whether I'm being paid six figures or an hourly wage or doing a show on the internet for free, if I tell people I'm going to do a show daily or I'm going to do a show on these days, or I'm going to do, by God, I'm doing it. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't, And anyone who listens to this podcast, you know, unless there's extreme circumstances or technical issues or a vacation, I'm doing a show. When I say I'm going to do a show, I do it. I have a very good work ethic when it comes to my job, you know. I don't call in sick. That whole time, when you knew me, Spanky, I never took sick days. Or when we hung out, when we worked at the radio station, I didn't take sick days.
No, you looked like hell and got through the show, but...
I work. Yeah, even this podcast, I don't even get paid for doing this show. But if I tell listeners, I don't care if it's one listener, if I tell you... Actually, a lie. If it was one listener, I wouldn't waste my time. But I'm saying, if I tell someone I'm going to do a show, by God, I'm going to do a show.
Yeah.
If I say the morning disaster, I do it. I do it Monday through Thursday. I do it so many times. Blah, blah, blah. I'm doing it. That's just how. That's how I do it. And the second thing I think I'm really good at, and it's a shame because I've only done it once, is raising children. I think I'm good. I think I'm a pretty good dad. I'm not a traditional dad in the sense of running around, tossing the ball around with kids. But still, when my daughter played softball, I coached every single year she played. I was her coach.
Yeah.
Even now, she's getting into the speech team, joined the speech team. She's on the speech team. And which is a whole... There's a whole story there, but I don't have time to tell it. But she's now decided that the types of speeches she could do, one of the forms of speech team is radio. And so she actually went to me and said, hey, can you coach me on doing some stuff? And I said, what are you doing for speech team, you know? And she told me she's going to do the radio portion. And I'm like, I can show you that. That's nothing. Yeah, you know, I'll get you through it.
I mean, you've done it for 30 years.
Yeah. So, but I mean, it's just, I think I'm a pretty good dad, you know, although I did admit that I am trying to send my daughter to on potentially dangerous dates or places because I want to have sex with my wife, you know. Now, my wife would like to provide a sex surrogate or someone by proxy, but I would need to have choice. They'd have to be as hot as her, you know. To fill her place when she does whatever with my daughter, you know, like takes her out for whatever, then I will gladly accept. But I think the only bad parenting I do is when I'm trying to find time to have sex with my wife, and I will send my daughter off to potentially dangerous dates and stuff.
It's like when it's storming outside and you're wanting to have sex. Bella, can you go right, please?
Go down in the basement.
Put your raincoat on. You'll be okay.
Go down in the basement. But there's no tornadoes. There could be. You want to go down in the basement?
There could be in a couple days.
Are you and Mom going to? No. We'll stay up here and watch the storm.
We'll keep an eye on it so you're safe.
Yeah, so. But I, yeah. You go outside. Here, hold on. Hold on to this antenna so my TV reception will be good. Oh, God, yeah, so. But I think I think that's what I do really good, you know. I think I'm good at it. Yeah. I'm great. I think the other things I'm just merely okay at, you know. Like, I think I'm funny. You know what I mean? I think I'm humorous, especially in doing a show. Like, I'll listen to some of the old shows, and I'll be like, oh, God, this show sucks. Or I really suck. But then there's other times I listen, I'm like, wow, you know. I'm really good here. I'm really finding the comedy in whatever it is I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, is my favorite thing to do. My favorite thing to do is just talk about life. It's my favorite thing. Like, I don't want to...
Yeah, daily things that go on in real life.
I hate talking about politics, and I don't think there's any surprise there. I hate it.
Believe it or not, I've kind of quit watching. I'd like the debates coming up.
Yeah, I'll watch that. That'll be fun.
I ain't gonna waste my time. They're both gonna be stupid.
I mean, we need to watch it for several. I mean, I'm a voter. You know, I need to be informed.
Yeah, well, I am too. Yeah,
but at the same time, I hate talking about it because people are such pussies. That too many people, you know. I'm not going to watch this anymore because they're biased against so-and-so. Or I'm not going to listen to that because it's biased against... People are such pussies. Even the candidates are pussies. a Donald Trump. Let me tell you, the media is very biased against me. Very biased against, and Hillary Clinton.
Well, they're not always fair. They're not fair with, the fuck you. You guys are running for president. Grow some balls.
You want to run the world.
Yeah. You can't handle the fucking media? Oh, well, the media is going to make sure I lose the debate. I'm telling you, it's very untrustworthy. Lying Hillary to criminal Hillary, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, dude, stop being a pussy. You want to be the president. And Hillary Clinton with her her implication that somehow people are out to get her. You couldn't figure out they're fucking out to get you? What kind of idiot are you? They've been saying that your husband was killing people for the last 40 fucking years, or the last 30 years. You can't figure out that they were going to say bad things about you? Like, when I saw her on something, she goes, well, I was shocked to hear the things they'd said about me. And I'm like, how are you shocked? When your husband was president, they were claiming he was murdering people.
Not only that, he was banging young girls in the office.
Yeah, well, that one was true. You know?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But I'm saying that she's somehow shocked that they're saying horrible things about her. I'm like, how are you that non-observant? I don't think I can vote for someone who president who didn't know that was coming. You got to have some part of you that understands. Well, let's see, they did say my husband killed people. Maybe they might say bad things about me. Then you get Donald Trump, a pussy. They're very unfair to me. They're very mean to me. Or this person, he gets into fights with people on Twitter, and then you find out they're like 18-year-olds. It's like, dipshit, you're arguing with an 18-year-old. I'm not going to vote for a person that gets in arguments with 18-year-olds.
Yeah, I mean, or even younger. They can't even vote.
So that aspect of politics amuses me still. But there's a serious aspect to it where both sides, for whatever reason you've chosen to support, then you're scared to death of the other side winning. And this is true. I mean, Hillary supporters will say, this woman was Secretary of State. She's lived in the White House before. She has been in public service, you know, for 50-plus years. You know, and then they say, and Donald Trump, at a time when we need to stop the billionaires having control, we're going to vote in a billionaire? The guy says horrible things, racist, blah, blah, blah. So their thing is they go, I am so for my candidate, I hate the other candidate, and I'm scared to death. And then you got Donald Trump people saying, Hillary's she's untrustworthy, she lies, she's part of the system, she's been there so long, I hate her, I can't stand her. You know what I mean? That's the problem, is not that you're saying, well, the better choice is this. It's that people are saying, the only choice is this, because the other person is going to get all of us killed. That's how this election's different. Even four years ago, you know, I'm like, you know what? I love what Obama's done his first term. It's time to continue that. We've really got to continue it. And I want to see him continue. And Mitt Romney, he's just not good enough. That's what we would say. But deep inside, and I'll admit it, deep inside I would say, you know, if Mitt Romney wins, it's not going to be the end of the world. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You know, because there's checks and balances. It'll be fine. And I think most people felt that way. Even people who supported Romney were like, well, I really want Mitt Romney to win. He's better for this country and blah, 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 blah. But then when they went deep inside themselves, they'd say, well, Obama's been president for 4 years. We haven't blown up. So even if he wins, it's not a horrible thing, you know. We're still America. This election, though, 2016, people are convinced that if their candidate doesn't win, then we're all going to be flushed down the toilet. And that fear, and that's, by the way, that's the candidates. The candidates have instilled that fear in people.
Yeah.
And that's what's scary. That's what makes this election different than anything else. So as a broadcaster, you think I'd love it. And I did. Like when Trump first started out,
I loved talking about him because he's so crazy, you know.
You never know what he's going
to
say.
But now, you know, 2 years later, and it's getting close to the election, the people who support him are so adamant that he must win. And every time he says one of his pussyish things, like, people are picking on me, they're like, yeah, they're picking on him. And then the people who follow Hillary are such pussies. It's like, you said something bad about Hillary. You said something bad. You're a racist. I'm like, oh, my God. So both people, it's not just enough to say, I like this candidate their best, you know. But it's this whole thing of, I hate the other cabinet, the other candidate, they're going to ruin the country, you know. That's what I'm just like, it's just better off to not even talk about them. Because
yeah, well, that's the way I am. I don't.
People are so sensitive.
Other than you, yeah. I don't talk much politics.
I'll tell you something. People are so sensitive. As a talk show host, I wouldn't want to do political talk. Because number one, people are such pussies. Oh my God! And listen, I already lost the job because people didn't like what I was saying about conservatives.
Exactly.
My answer to them is fuck you. Listen to something else. But I can understand the corporation saying. Or I can understand the company saying, well, we'd like you to, you know, let everybody in. But now if you're doing political talk, unless you're one of these conservative shows that are like, or liberal shows, you have to be one or the other. God forbid you be someone that says, well, this is, in this particular issue, I think that, you know, you can't be an issues-based show. And you have to give both points. Even now when I was doing it, you notice I was giving from both sides.
Exactly. Like, well, that's the way we run into the other night.
Like I'm doing the show, I'm doing dinner, a Canadian fucking
talking to a group
show.
Of people.
Yeah.
Trump and Clinton fans. I'm like, well, on this one guy, friend of mine, he's a big Trump supporter. But when I said, you know, he talked about him getting, you know, people picking on him. And I made the comment, I'm a Trump supporter, but why not? He says some of the stupidest shit out of his mouth I've ever heard in my life.
Some of the stuff he says is stupid.
Why do you think people pick on him? Because he's got like 800 million shots of Botox.
I'm a Hillary Clinton supporter. But you know what?
That's good. Yeah.
If you're diagnosed with fucking pneumonia and the doctor tells you, stay home, then guess what? Stay home!
Yeah.
I mean, who's the dumbass? You know, it does trouble me that I'm supporting a woman who says, who decides she's smarter than the doctor. And the doctor says, you have pneumonia. I know it's 9/11. You got to stay home. And I guess she's had pneumonia now a little longer than she was saying she had pneumonia. And it wasn't healing properly because the doctor's like, you need to get on an antibiotic drip. And we need to sleep and heal this. And she was still going out every day for like 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's like, my God, get away from the fact that it could have been contagious, which thank God it wasn't.
And she stood out in all that heat on 9/11.
It's like, what the fuck? You're gonna die.
And then she put on that, you know, I'm a crack addict trying to get in the van shape.
Yeah, oh, my God. It was. I'm like, whose fault is it? Your own fault, you dumbass. Well, I didn't want to, you know, and you know the answer is I didn't want to appear weak. Well, now you look like an invalid that can't even get into a van. Trust me.
No, you don't appear weak. Now you're just worse, dead. And
yeah, you look worse than weak. It's just like, you know, and I could go to the other side too, you know, where Trump's like, well, you know, I'm really worried about the terrorism. Maybe I should say we're going to ban all Muslims. You know, their supporters going, no, you don't say you're going to ban all Muslims. Just say we need to have better eyes and we just need to find a way to check people better to make sure we're not somehow helping the terrorist. I don't want to say it that
way.
I'm going to say it this way. It's like, oh, and his supporters have to be going, and I don't care who you are. I know there's big Trump supporters. I know you're a Trump supporter.
Oh, yeah.
I know there are Trump supporters out there that believe in him. And sometimes they hear him say something. They're going, no, you dumbass. Don't say that. That's not how you word it. I know there are people out there that go, no, now we're all going to get called racist. I know there are people that like that. They're like,
when you watch him, you know, it's like, okay, open his mouth. Yeah. He looks like an idiot again.
And you're like, oh, great. Now everyone's going to think I'm a racist because I support him. Because he can't say things properly. And this is,
I mean, who's his campaign manager?
Well, he's had four different ones.
who's writing for him? I mean, my God, they have, what, a third grader?
And that's one of the problems. That's one of the things that frustrates his supporters is, you know, Trump's a guy that he's used to having his way. He's a billionaire. He's a business guy. He's always run his own companies. He's used to everything he says goes. And sometimes as a candidate, you got to have somebody you trust that tells you, hey, we're doing it this way. And you've got to listen to him. And this is what's scary about this election. They both think they're experts. I'm an expert on everything. I know my doctor told me not to go out with pneumonia, but I'm going out anyway. And then you got Trump. Well, I know they told me not to say that because it could come off as racist. I don't care. I'm going to say it. So that is, I mean, and I'll be honest, that's a legitimate critique and worry on both of these people. Because, granted, the president, there is something about the president where you have to feel like, hey, I'm the president. I'm the smartest person in the room. I'm in charge. You have to have that quality to be a good president. What do I think made Barack Obama a good president? I think he's intelligent. He's probably the smartest guy that's ever been president. But the other thing he has is his confidence. You know, he's got his confidence. But he's smart enough to listen to a bunch of other people come to a conclusion. There are other presidents, though, that and Bill Clinton was sort of like that. You know what I mean? And I think George Bush was like that. You know, like, go to my advisors and come up with a consensus. But then we have had presidents in the past who are like, what I say goes. And I'm telling you that has usually not been good, you know? Now both people running.
I mean,
running,
I can see them listening, you know, to the other person.
Well, yeah, you get supporters. Or you get your...
But for them to flat out say, nope, I am the president. It's going to be my way or the highway.
If you somehow became president of the United States... Which, by the way, I don't know if you saw that show. I'm just not to get off subject, but there's a show called Designated Survivor that debuted last night starring Kiefer Sutherland. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think we started watching that on tape.
Oh, dude, it's a great freaking show. I thought it was going to be stupid. I actually watched it. I'm like, I'm going to tape this and watch it just to make fun of how bad it is. And it's not bad at all. It's good.
Well, we'll have to watch it then tonight.
Yeah, it's a good show. And so... You ask yourself, if you somehow, if there was a situation where you somehow became in charge, you're the president, what's the first thing you would do? I 100% am convinced I know what I'd do.
What would that be?
I would surround myself with the smartest fucking people I know. And I would get them from all walks of life with all experience. I would get, you know, if I was president, I wouldn't just say, I'm going to put my biggest donors in being in my administration. I mean, no, I would say I'm going to find the smartest friggin' people in the world, or the smartest people in America, and I'm going to surround myself with them because I want to hear their opinion before I make any major decisions. When I became program director at the radio station, I surrounded myself with so many people and got their opinion before I made any big decisions. And I think if I was president, I'd do the same thing. Here's the scary thing about Trump and Clinton. They think they know it all. My fear would be that rather than put the smartest people they know around them, they would put a bunch of yes men around them and do whatever the hell they want. That's scary. Now, that should scare everybody. Not just...
Oh, exactly.
You know, not just one support, but everybody should be scared. Like, oh, you know, he's right. That does scare me. And both of these people have shown signs of not being willing to listen to other people. And I know they're like, especially Hillary Clinton fans now are going, well, that's not true, but it is true. Look. Her own friggin' doctor told her, you got pneumonia. I know you're in the middle of the campaign, but you got to stay home a few days. And she didn't do it.
Yeah.
And you know the doctor said, you could kill yourself here. You're not a young woman. And she still did it. People, I know you're trying to sell it that way, and I'm a Hillary supporter, and I'm sure I could sell it that way too. But that's not something to be happy about. It's not.
Yeah, exactly.
For starters, it does. The perception is you're trying to lie to everybody, especially when your reputation is that you've lied in the past. Why the hell would you give everyone else another reason to do it? But number two, it tells me that you don't follow the advice of experts. And the same could be said for Trump. When he's fired three different people that ran his campaign because they weren't doing what he told them, or when you find out that people were telling him, listen, don't word something that way, or don't say this, or don't tweet. Like every time he's hired a campaign manager, they've always said, stop tweeting. He doesn't listen to him. And that tells me that if he becomes president, he's not going to listen to anybody. So we've got two candidates. Neither one of them are willing to listen.
And yeah, it's going to be a mess either way.
And that scares the hell out of me. Not going to lie. So as a talk show host, so I don't even want to talk about politics. And if I do talk about politics, I'm going to talk about like I just did. I'm going to go from the aspect of what we've got going on, because this is what should scare all of us about these people, or this, you know, instead of just, if that person wins, we're doomed, you know, because that's how talk is now. That's how conversation is now.
Yeah.
Like it's not, I just fully support Trump. I think he's going to fix this guy. I think he can. It's, I hate that bitch Hillary. And it's not just Hillary Clinton's going to be the best president ever. No, it's, I hate that racist Trump. You know, it's like, that's not how you shouldn't determine your vote based on how much you hate the other person.
Yeah.
And the fact that we've been put in that situation, I think, piss a lot of people off.
That's where he's at. Like I said, he's going to get control. He'll fire who he wants when he wants because he's a billionaire.
Yes, he's used to getting his
way. He won't listen to anybody else.
Because she's a know-it-all. Yeah.
So.
If you think about it that way, either way, we are in for a very interesting 4 years. And I don't think either one who wins, and I mean this, and I'm going to save this tape for 4 years from now. No matter which one wins, I guarantee you that they will not do more than 4 years. Neither one of these people are going to be president for 8 years like Barack Obama and George Bush did. Neither one.
Well, if you're saving that tape, you can put my take on it. Either one of them get in, I think 100% one of them will be impeached before they get the 4 years in.
No, they'll probably both be. I think that's probably for both of them. Because, man, look, this current Congress, dude, Hillary Clinton's not even president yet. And I want to answer this question. How many times has this current Congress investigated her?
Yeah.
It's like 17 times. She hasn't even won, and she's been investigated. So, of course they're going to investigate her if she wins. And Donald Trump? I mean, come on. It's pretty easy to predict that something's going to happen. I think you're absolutely correct. I'm with you, Spanky. I think the odds of either one of these people making it out of office without some type of impeachment or a censure or something, it's pretty slim. It's very slim.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. And then you got...
And the dumbest part of it?
Yeah.
Like Trump, when he first came out, I supported, I'm going to build a wall and keep the Mexicans out.
Yeah, and as...
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yes, and you agree that immigration's a problem, but don't you wish he would have worded things differently?
Exactly.
The Mexicans, very bad people. They're rapists, they're murderers, they're drug dealers, very bad people. I mean, as a supporter, you got to be thinking, oh my God, don't say it that way. Well, why do you choose to word things in that fashion? That has to frustrate Trump supporters.
Yeah, and you look at our prisons around here. You got blacks, whites, Hispanics, Mexican, Latino. They're all on for murder or rape or killing.
But and no one's talking about this. They probably should. But the prisons, it's mostly black. And when you look at the populations, it is out of whack. By the way, you brought up a point that nobody's talking about. How come? And don't there's a lot of white people in prison. But I'm saying I'm saying when you look at the population, you know, the 330 million people in this country, how many of them are African American, you know? And you look at those numbers and you compare it to prison population. By the way, there are more white people in prison, but I'm saying if you look at it from the standpoint of what the national total of people are of certain races, when it comes to prison, blacks are way overrepresented. And I don't know what. Now, the problem is, same reason why you're going to find, and I'm not offending anybody when I say this, you're going to find po white trash in prison a lot more than you're going to find college educated white guys in prison. I mean, that's just, it's got a lot to do with socioeconomic. It's not just racism. Yeah. It's
not unless you go to a federal prison.
Well, yeah, federal prison is going to be white collar guys. But
where
not,
they got locked up because they stole from the banks, and
you're not going to find a lot of black guys or po white trash in federal prison though.
Yeah. Now I delivered to a federal prison once when I was trucking, and these people were not even in jumpsuits. They're walking in their everyday clothes, their polo shirts, their slacks,
yeah, or a t-shirt and jeans,
and I'm like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. That's the slap. That's slap on the wrist jail.
Hell, I could dig having a big screen TV and three meals a day, and not just walk around, not worry about anybody.
But what I say, but what I'm saying is socioeconomic. I mean, if you look at if you look at the population of white people and black people in the United States, and then you look at the population of in bad neighborhoods, what the population is black versus white, it's unbelievable how over. Represented the black people are in bad neighborhoods. And then it makes other people say, well, what came first, the bad neighborhood of the blacks, you know? Which, I mean, and there's something to be made for that. It's like, yeah, when slavery ended, they gave a bunch of families places to live, and then they didn't invest there. So all those neighborhoods continue to just get shitty as time went by. So there's some to that, sure. But our socioeconomic situation that we live in, and it's so out of whack with people worth millions and billions living life one way and the rest of us living another way. And that gap's only going to continue growing no matter who wins president, you know, because they've got Congress bought too. But anyway, I said we're not going to talk politics, so screw that. It was fun. Yeah. It was a fun discussion, though.
Well, anyway, but if look I was, at your clock.
Look at my clock.
We made it.
It is 10 o'clock, yes.
Time to get out of here.
Absolutely. Hey, we wrapped it up. And I'll tell you what, first, I don't even feel sick or tired. Good conversation. Hey, I got
but
a chance.
Now you can get done and get some rest and have a good day.
Yeah, I got a chance. I talked to Nikki. She is still, she doesn't know what's wrong. She's like, she's just having breathing problems.
Oh, no.
And well, what it is she's got another infection, you know. And when you got COPD, you can't have pulmonary infections, you know. That's what I'm guessing. So, reason she wasn't out today, she had to go to the doctor, so she's probably still there. Fingers crossed. And Spanky and I have pulled out our prayer warriors.
Oh, yeah.
We're calling for our prayer warriors to get together and pray for Nikki's lungs, colon,
amen,
and her vagina. Because with all the antibiotics she's taking, there's a chance that it can lead to a bladder infection. Or even worse, a yeast infection by throwing her vagina bacteria out of whack. So, Nikki, our prayer warriors are gathered, and we're praying, baby Jesus, dear Jesus, please enter Nikki's vagina and kiss her vagina with your healing lips so that she will not get a yeast infection. And please kiss her urethra with your magic healing body and cure her urethra from getting a bladder infection. Please, Lord Jesus. Amen. So prayer warriors, please pray for Nikki. And,
amen, and pass the plate.
Yep, and hopefully we'll all be back on Monday. Best of show tomorrow. Remember, I'm working on the Spanky special, which is, I can tell you right now, is going to be pretty good. All right, that probably won't air tomorrow, but you never know. You never know. Anyway, best of tomorrow. The new show's starting Monday. Spanky, good job, my friend. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you very much, and I'll try to get in again on Monday.
Have a good weekend.
All Okay, you too, buddy. Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you Monday. So long.